So today's shir is L'schus Refuah Shleimah for Chaim ben Leah and Moshe Tzvi ben Basia Leah, two of the people that were hurt today in the shooting in Jersey City, and Leila Nishmas, the three beautiful innocent Jews that lost their lives for no reason whatsoever because of some Mishagayim, crazy people. On that note, let's learn a little bit about Chanukah, because Chanukah Mitzvah Shem is in less than 2 weeks away. So the famous Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Shabbos, whatever, Daf Chaf Aleph from a base. I guess when you look at how large Maseches Shabbos is, Daf Chaf Aleph from a base is still considered in the beginning. The Gemara there says, "My Chanukah, what's Chanukah?" The Tana Rabbanon, the rabbis taught, the Chafe Bekislev Yuma De Chanukah Tam Neinun, on the 25th of Kislev is the 8 days of Chanukah. To Lo Lemisba Behon, we don't say eulogies. Lo Lesanispan, it's prohibited to fast. Why is that? Says the Gemara, Shekeshenichnasu Yevanim Lehechal, when the Greeks entered into the sanctuary, Timu Kalashmanim, they contaminated all the oil, Shebehechal, that was in the Hechal. Ukeshegavra Mabachos Beis Chashmonoi Vinatchum, and then later when the Chashmonoi and the Jews overpowered the Greeks, and they were victorious, Badku, they searched, V'loi Matzu HaPachechat Shel Shemen, they searched and they only found one beaker of oil, Shemunach B'chaisama Shel Kohen Gadol, that was lying intact, sealed with the signet ring of the Kohen Gadol. And there was only enough for one day. Nasa Bones, a miracle happened. V'likumenu Shimona Yamin, from the speaker of oil, that there was only sufficient for one day. They lit eight. Now here is where the shir really starts. L'shana Acheres, another year, doesn't say exactly when. Kivaum V'asom Yamim Tovim, they established them and they made them a holiday. These days of Chaf Hei Kislev, 8 days, Behalel V'Hoda, with Halel and Hoda and thanks. So the famous words of Rashi here, Rashi says, Behalel V'Adara, says Rashi, Lo Shasurim V'Malacha, there's no prohibition to do work. Shalom Nikvu Ela Likros Halel, the only reason, what does it mean that it became a Yontif, that one should say Halel, like the Gemara says, Lomer Halel, V'Hoda, what's Hoda, says Rashi, thanks, Lomar Al Hanisim V'Hoda, to say Al Hanisim and the bracha of Hoda, Modim. That's the bracha where we say Al Hanisim. So Rashi learns that the main components, if you want to say, of Chanukah, of Halel and Hoda means we say Halel, right? Every day of Chanukah we say Halel. And Hoda, Rashi learns, Hoda means Al Hanisim. That's Rashi, that's the Gemara. Let's put that on hold for a moment and see the Gemara a little bit later. The Gemara that Chav Dalet Amid Aleph, a few pages later, the Gemara says like this. Ibailhu, the Gemara wonders, Mahu lahaskir shel Chanukah bebirkas hamazon. Do we add Al Hanisim or something in Birkas hamazon and benching? Kevan de midrabbanan hu lomad karina. Maybe because the holiday is only rabbinic, therefore we don't. They didn't obligate us to say anything. Oh Dilma, or maybe we should pursue Anisa mad karinan. Or maybe we do because it's an opportunity to be mifarsim, to publicize the nice. Therefore, we add Al Hanisim into Birkas Hamazon. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schaira, Rav Rava says, name Rav Schaira, Amar Rav Huna, name Rav Huna, Ein I Maskir. You don't mention Al Hanisim or whatever it is in Birkas Hamazon. Bala Haskir, and if you do want to say it, there's no chiv, there's no obligation, but if you do want to do it, Maskir Behoda, then you should make sure to say it in the bracha of No Delacha. Of Hoda, the bracha of gratitude. The Gemara.
I've been saying it all this time, and I didn't have to do it.
The Gemara concludes: Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Ikal Bei Rava. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yehuda, came to the house of Rava. Savar Lat Kure Beboni Yerushalayim. He wanted to mention it in Brach of Boni Yerushalayim. Why? Why would you mention it in Brach of Boni Yerushalayim?
It's a Mikdash kind of feel to it. It's a few, you know.
Come on, guys. What do we usually mention right before Ovenei Yerushalayim? Ritzei. Yal
v'yavo.
That's what you do your add-ons. Very good. So they thought, you know what? Let's add Al Nisim there. Amar Rav Sheshes no ketfila. That Birkas Hamazon, when you say Birkas Hamazon Chanukah, that's like davening, like Shmon Esrei. Ma tefila behoda'a. Just like by tefila, by bracha of tefila, you say it in modim, the bracha of hoda of gratitude. Af Birkas Hamazon behoda'a. So too, when you say it in Birkas Hamazon, you also say it in the bracha of Hoda. So Rashi there explains, and Rashi says, Ma tefila birkas Hoda, just like tefila, just like Shimon Esrei, we say it in Modim. Excuse me. Apologize. Says Rashi, De hakula milsa de Chanukah ikar el Hoda nikna. The whole point of Chanukah is Hoda. is gratitude. And this is Rashi Lashitaso, Rashi that said previously that there's two components of Chanukah. What's Chanukah? Hallel, praising Hashem. Hoda'a, al hanisim in modim. That's what Rashi said before. So Rashi says that that's what it means when it says it here as well. Okay. Let's see one more Gemara over there in Maseches Shabbos. This is an important Gemara, which we'll come to a little bit later. Gemara says, Ibailu ma'al haskir shal Chanukah b'musafin. Do you add al-hanisim when you say musaf? When do we say musaf on Chanukah? Not on a regular day, but on Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos that come out in Chanukah. Do we say al-hanisim in musaf? Right, we don't say yavi yavi on musaf, right? Came in the last musaf b'didei lo matkirim. Maybe because since Chanukah doesn't have its own musaf, we don't answer al-hanisim. O dilma yomu shechai bar betfilos. Or maybe no. Rosh Chodesh, you have to daven four Shmon Esreis. And therefore, part of those four Shmon Esreis has to be al nisim. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Amar Tavayu, Eino Mazkir. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda say that you don't say it. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, Amar Tavayu, Mazkir. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan both say that one does say it.
What makes sense? I was thinking there's no bracha hoda, but there is. It's modem. It applies by Musaf also.
Correct. We have the bracha on Mod. Now, we paskin, obviously, that we say al-nisim both in Birkas HaMazon. We say al-nisim in Musaf. And Tony, you haven't been making a mistake by saying al-nisim in Birkas HaMazon or Musaf, because that's the halacha. That's what you're supposed to do. Okay. So now, what happens if a person forgets to say Yalav Yavo? So the Rambam, note where the Rambam is, in Hilchos Brachos and in Hilchos Tfila, speaking about saying in Shmon Esrei and in Birkas HaMazon, the Rambam says, if one forgets, al nisim, and doesn't say it, eino chozer. He doesn't have to say over Shmon Esrei. He doesn't have to say over Birkas HaMazon. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why? Lav d'oraisa ninu. They're not, Chanukah is not d'oraisa. Al nisim is not d'oraisa. It's not biblical. And he adds, and he says, even if a person forgot Birkas al nisim and the Birkas HaMazon of Shabbos, what happens if you forget Ritzei on Shabbos? You have to say Birkas HaMazon over because there's a chiyuv of seuda, of meat eating. But if you forgot al hanisim, that's not a problem, because the al-hanisim is not obligatory and mandatory. What's obligatory and mandatory? The Birkas HaMazon. But not saying al-hanisim doesn't invalidate Birkas HaMazon. Okay, so that's the opinion of the Rambam. Now, there's two machlokas in, which open up really what we want to discuss about tonight, pertaining to al-hanisim. The Shari Tshuva, the Shulchan Aruch, brings the opinion of the Radvaz. The Radvaz says that if a person forgot to say al hanisim, so he finishes the bracha of hodah, Baruch Ato Hashem, Atov Shimcha, Ulecha Na'el Lehodos. He's about to start Sim Shalom, or Shalom Rav, and what happens? Al hanisim. Could he add it at that point? Right there. After, between Baruch Ato Hashem, Atov Shimcha, Ulecha Na'el Lehodos, and Sim Shalom, or Shalom Rav. So the Radvaz Paskins, the Shem Shuva brings this down, you could say it right there, right between the two brachas, the bracha of hoda'ah, of gratitude, and the bracha of shalom, a person could insert al hanisim. The Prima Gadim, on the other hand, says, what do you mean? You're not allowed to just be mafsik in Milo Shmon Esrei and add things in Milo Shmon Esrei? No way. If you forgot al hanisim, tough luck. Now Mishnah Berurah brings down that a person should say it before Yiyu L'Ratzon. They should say al hanisim. Have to see what the Mishnah Berurah exactly means, which Yiyu L'Ratzon's. I think they say for Chaim Kanievsky, before the Yule Ratzon, before Elokai Netzar, a person should say al nisim. But anyways, the bottom line is the Prima Gardim says that a person does not say, is not allowed to say that bracha. It's also another machlekes in the Paiskim. If a person by mistake said al hanisim in Ritzei, they're so used to adding, right? Ritzei Hashem lokeinu ba'amcha yisalav silasam, etc. Avodah Yisrael Yisrael amecha. He usually adds Yal V'Yav over there. And the guy's like, oh, this is what you're supposed to say, Al Nisim. And he has one of those Sidurim that anyways is a little bit of misconstrued, and the Al Nisim is kind of somewhere out of whack a little bit. The old Sidurim, you know, it was very hard to find your way right inside of those old Sidurim. So it reminds me of this guy who was benching, you know, with the whole family together on Shabbos. They'd all bench Allah, and he gets up to, you know, Migdol, Magdol, right? He says, Rachamonu Yizakeinu Limay Samashiach Chayei Olam Maba Migdal B'Shabbos Magdal B'Chol Va'Isach Chesed Limshi. You realize that's not part of it. He doesn't realize that's not part of Davening. It's that part of Birkas HaMazon, because it says B'Shabbos and it says B'Chol, right? So, anyways, getting back to what we're saying. So, what happens if a person by mistake added Al Nisim and Ritzei? Is that a problem? Does he still say Al Nisim and Hoda? Or maybe it's enough. Machlokas Aposki. So we need to understand the Yesod, what they are arguing about. And this really opens the essence of the Shir. Very interesting Chakira, a difference of two different ways of understanding the Chiyuv of Al Hanisim. Because Be'etzem, essentially, we have to understand, what's the point of Al Hanisim? Is Al Hanisim a din in Chanukah? That means to say there's a special idea or concept called Pirsume Nisa, publicizing the miracle. Al Hanisim is part of that, like perhaps we saw in Rashi. And therefore we add Al Hanisim, it's a din in Chanukah. Or is it like Tefillah? In Tefillah there's something called Me'ein HaMe'ora. What does that mean? We add into davening always things that pertain to the yontif that's there. Ritzei, Yalaviyavo, Chsov L'chaim Tovin Kol B'nei B'risecha, HaMelech HaKadosh, all kinds of Atachon Antanu and Havdalah. We always add, based on what we're saying, we add Tfilos. So is Al Hanisim, just like Yalaviyavo and Ritzei, it's a din in the Tfilah, in davening, that if you're davening on yontif, you're davening on Shabbos or Chanukah, you need to add something into your tefillah? Or is it a dinin, or is it a law in Chanukah? That Chanukah obligates a person to say Al Hanisim. Now, when should you say Al Hanisim? By your Chanukah party? Yeah, then too. But where did they put it? In Hodah, in the Bracha of Modim. And we'll see that there's a lot of practical nafkaminas, how you understand this. But before we see the practical differences of how one says it, let's first take a look at Rashi. So remember we started, and Rashi says that Lashana Acheres, Rashi says, and a following year, subsequent year, says Rashi, Kiva'um, they established it, Ve'asam Yomim Tovim, and they turned Chanukah, the days of Chanukah, into a Yontif. Says Rashi, not that you can't do work, that's not what Yontif means. You could do all the work that you want. But Behalel Ve'hodah, says Rashi, you have to say Halel and you have to say Al Hanisim. So it seems like the fact that we say Al Hanisim is part of the Chiyuvim of Chanukah. Now, where are you going to say Al Hanisim? Hodah. That's another word for Al Hanisim. Let's find where we find Hodah. Thanks. What's that? In the Bracha of Hodah, of Modim. In No Delecha, in Berkas HaMazon. But it's not a halacha like Yal V'Yavo would say that's part of the Shemon Esrei in essence. It's a halacha, it's a din in Chanukah. That's what it seems from Rashi. The Rajba, however, brings a Tosefta, and the Tosefta says that Kol She'im Bo Musaf, any holiday that doesn't have Musaf, Kigon Chanukah or Purim, Chanukah and Purim, says the Tosefta, then you daven Shemon Esrei, and you add Me'ein HaMa'ora, you add in Hoda'a, in the Bracha of Modim, V'mlo Amar Me'ein HaMa'ora in Machzir Noso.
So the Nafkaminim would be that if it's part of the Tefillin, good if you miss it.
So everyone will agree that since it's Durabanan, you're not going to have to say over Shemon Esrei. Oh, you'll hear, we have a lot of Nafkaminas. But before that, I'm trying to show you who holds what. So we saw Rashi holds again that it's a din in Chanukah. But the Tosefta says, when he's speaking about the halachas of Tefillah, he says that you should know that any day that doesn't have Musaf, like Chanukah and Purim, you daven Shemon Esrei. You add the Me'ein HaMa'ora, listen to what he calls it. Me'ein HaMa'ora, what's Me'ein HaMa'ora? The happening of the day. Another Me'ein HaMa'ora would be Yal V'Yavo, or Ritzei. Those are all considered Me'ein HaMa'oras. And so is Al Hanisim. If you forgot it, you don't repeat it. So from the words of the Rajba, quoting the Tosefta, it seems pretty straightforward that it's a regular addition to Shemon Esrei. It's not part and parcel of the essence of Chanukah. That's what it seems like.
Yal V'Yavo and Ritzei are only done on days that you say Musaf.
No, but he says, whenever you don't have Musaf,
I understand, but you gave
then you add the Me'ein HaMa'ora in Hodah as opposed to in Ritzei. He says that explicitly. He says, you can't say Yal V'Yavo because no Yal V'Yavo for Chanukah. I always wondered if a guy by mistake added Yal V'Yavo. In Yal V'Yavo, he said Yal V'Yavo, and he by mistake said B'Yom Chanukah Azeh. It could be that this will depend on the Shiloh. We'll see a little bit later. So that's number one. Right away, we see it seems like it's a Machlokes Rashi and the Tosefta. And what's very interesting is that if you look at the Rambam brings the halachas of Yal V'Yavo in the laws of Tefillah, in the laws of Birkas HaMazon. He doesn't bring it in the laws of Chanukah. If it's part and parcel, or essentially a Chanukah-related aspect, it should be brought in Hilchas Chanukah. But he doesn't say a word about Al Nisim in Hilchas Chanukah. He only quotes it in Hilchas Brachos for Birkas HaMazon and Hilchas Tefillah for Shemoneh Esrei. It seems like it's just like Ritzei or Yalav Yavo. And L'Chara, this is the Rambam L'Shita, so it would seem like this is the Rambam according to the way that the Rambam writes. If you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah, so the Rambam quotes the Gemara. We'll see the Rambam inside. Rambam quotes the Gemara, and when the Rambam quotes the Gemara, he brings the Gemara down, but he brings the Gemara down, and he omits something so important from the Gemara. The Rambam says, I think it's in Parak Gimel, Hilchas Chanukah. The Rambam writes, exactly like the Gemara said, that, you know, we had this really hard time when the Bais Sheni, when the Greeks ruled, etc., etc. And Rashi says like this. I'm sorry, the Rambam says like this. U'kishegavru Yisrael oivayim ve'ibdum b'chafei b'chodesh b'kislev. You know, when the Jewish people overpowered the Greeks and they were able to destroy them, it was on the 25th of Kislev. V'nichnasu l'heichal, literally quoting the Gemara, they came at the sanctuary. V'lo matzu shem etar, they found one pach, one beaker, they lit from it, it lasted for 8 days. Says the Rambam, Omi Pnei Zam, because of this, Tiknu Chacham Shab Oso, Adar Chacham in that generation instituted, Shushmoras Yom Ma'elu, that these 8 days, starting the 25th, should be Yimei Simcha V'Hallel. Days of happiness and Hallel, and we light candles, and they're called Chanukah, and you can't give eulogies, and you're not allowed to fast, and you should light Neros, that's Midiri Sofrim. He forgot one word.
Hodah.
He certainly didn't,
added one too,
which is Simcha.
Right.
Very interesting.
Simcha is only by Yontif.
Very good. That's a great question. And there's a diuk in the Rambam. A lot of people say, bring down, what does the Rambam mean Simcha? It's a great question, what it means Simcha. But regardless of how you learn the Rambam, the bottom line is the Rambam totally omitted the word Hodah, and that would have been the point where we should insert Al Nisim. As Rashi holds, obviously the Rambam holds that that's not Hodah. That's not Hodah. And Hodah may not even be so important to us. It's not Al Nisim. That's why the Rambam learns that he speaks about the halachas of Al Nisim and the halachas of Tefillah of Shemoneh Esrei, the laws of Birkas HaMazon. And just to show us one more time where this resurfaces in the Gemara that we quoted previously, there's an interesting Tosfos there, which L'Chairi shows that the Rambam, that Tosfos holds like the Rambam and like the Rashba, not like Rashi. Because in the Gemara says, Ma'u lahaskir shel Chanukah beBirkas HaMazon. Remember we saw, does one say Al HaNisim in Birkas HaMazon? So listen to what Tosfos says. You certainly mention it in Shemoneh Esrei. Mention the tefillah b'tziburu v'ikar persum in Nisa, because tefillah is public, and by saying Al Nisim, you're publicizing the Nes. Avo Birkas HaMazon shebebayis. When you say Birkas HaMazon in your house, like a persum in Nisa kulehai, there isn't that much persum in Nisa. So therefore, maybe I would think that a person should not say Al Hanisim in Birkas HaMazon. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Rashi says, "Betfila pshitalan." In tefillah, of course, you say Al Nisim, "Shaharei lahalal hoda nikvahu," because it was established for halal and hoda. So, listen to the difference between Rashi and Tosfos. Again, the Gemara says, "Do you say it in Birkas HaMazon?" So, both Rashi and Tosfos, without the Gemara even saying this, both say, "You certainly say it in davening." Tosfos says, "Why do we say it in davening for persume nisa?" But Rashi doesn't say because of Persumei Nisa. Rashi says, of course he's saying davening. Because the whole point of Chanukah is Hallel and Hodah. What's Hodah? Al HaNisim. So Rashi, Lashitasso, according to his understanding, they learned that the essence of Al HaNisim is Hodah. Of course Rashi is going to say that you say it in Tefillah. But Tosfos doesn't learn that the way Tosfos Narsai. He learns it's Me'ein HaMa'ora. So if it's Me'ein HaMa'ora, why wouldn't you say it in Birkas HaMazon? The same way you add Yal V'Yavon and Shemoneh Esrei, you should add it in Birkas HaMazon. And says Tosfos, no. It has to do with Persumei Nisa, publicizing the miracle. So therefore, when you say Yavo Yavo in Shul, that's publicized in the Nes. But when you do it in your house, you're not so much, so maybe you don't do it in Birkas HaMazon. But Tosfos learns it's Me'ein HaMa'ora. So that's how Tosfos learns. So again, this is Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. That's what comes out. So we have here a Machlokes HaRishonim, the Rashba, the Rambam, and Tosfos on one end, Rashi on the other. If Al HaNisim is Al Din, it's an essence of Tefillah, just like we add Yavo Yavo, it's Me'ein HaMa'ora, it's the ad part that said each time that we have some type of holiday. Or is it a special din, an obligation that one has to say Al HaNisim to be moded to thank Hashem at Chanukah? Just where does one say it? They say it in Shemoneh Esrei. That's the Shaila Machlokes between these two. Now there's going to be a bunch of practical nafkaminas. Steve wanted to know some practical nafkaminas. So first practical nafkamina is a very interesting nafkamina. The halacha is that if a person is osek b'torah, if you're sitting and learning, And it comes time for Kriyat Shema, you have to stop and say Kriyat Shema. Because Kriyat Shema is Doraisa, that's biblical. How about Daven? A guy's in the middle of learning and it comes time to Daven, he's in Mizman Tefillah, he doesn't have to stop. He can continue learning. Why? Because Tefillah is only Derabbanan. And the halacha is that if you're Osek B'mitzvah, you're busy learning Torah, you don't have to stop and say Birkas, you don't have to stop and say Tefillah, and interrupt yourself from learning. So it comes out like this. If you say that Al HaNisim is Me'ein HaMa'or, it's like adding Yal V'Yavo, it's just part of Tefillah. So Chanukah is no different than every other day of the year. The same way the other day of the year, if you're sitting on learning, you don't have to daven, because you're being learning, you're being Osek B'mitzvah. And Tefillah is only Derabbanan, so it's not like you have, you know, the same obligation. Learn Torah is Doraisa, Tefillah is only Derabbanan. Huh? Halacha is, you don't have to stop. You're learning Torah, that's sufficient.
Even the mitzvah of Hodah by Chak is also Rabbanan.
But it's possible. We find that the halacha is that if a person is sitting on learning, and it comes time for lighting Hadlakas Neres Chanukah, that's only Derabbanan, he has to stop. Why does he have to stop? Because it's the mitzvah of Persumei Nisa. And the quality of Persumei Nisa, publicizing the Nes, upgrades the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. You have to stop learning and you have to light Neres Chanukah. So maybe if they part, in addition to Neres Chanukah, there's another very essential quality in Chanukah. What's that? Al Nisim. Now where do you say Al Nisim? In Shimon Esrei. But bottom line is you got to say Al Nisim. So you're learning, I hear it's wonderful, but you didn't say Al Nisim. Same way you got to light your Chanukah candle, presumably Nisim, you got to say Al Nisim. So maybe once a year for 8 days, it'll be different. They have to stop learning and you have to daven. Because you got to have your obligation of saying Al Nisim. And the only time to do that is in Shimon Esrei. That's one practical nafkamina. If you learn it's halacha and tefillah, then you just continue learning. You don't got to stop it. If you say there's a special obligation of Chanukah that obligates a person to say Al Nisim, just the place one says it isn't tefillah, you may have to stop and daven Shimon Esrei. That's shalom number one. Just interestingly enough, it's not totally unrelated, but it's so fascinating. There are poskim that say that even if a whole year you do a haicha kedusha, that means what? It comes time for mincha, and instead of going, it's quiet Shimon Esrei, and then Chazar Sashatz, the Chazan starts up, Baruch Atah Hashem, until Mechayim Esim. But they say that on Chanukah one shouldn't do that, because there's a mitzvah Persumei Nisa of saying Al Hanisim in Chazar Sashatz, in the repetition, and you're not having that when you say Haicha Kedusha. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. You have to go check out the Liquid Yeshiva and see. They do Haicha Kedusha every single day. We have to check out the Liquid Yeshiva and see if they don't do Haicha Kedusha during Chanukah. I don't know to find out. There's going to be another nafkamina, or two more nafkaminas, and that would be Nashim. Women, the Magid Avraham Paskins, are not obligated to say Shimon Esrei. They're obligated in Tefillah, but they could be Yotzei the mitzvah of Tefillah by just saying a Bakasha. They say that Chavetz Chaim told his wife, Chavetz Chaim wrote the Mishnah Berurah, right? Chavetz Chaim told his wife, she ran this like a grocery store so they could support the family. She said, you're not chayv to daven Shimon Esrei every single morning. Get up in the morning, ask something from Hashem, and you can fulfill your mitzvah tefillah that way. And she would say, oh, Rabbeinu Shalom, give me kayach to deal with my children and deal with the customers and all the challenges that are going to come today. And she was yotze the mitzvah tefillah. So like this. A lady could be a whole year, doesn't have to daven Shimon Esrei. All she has to say is, Rabbeinu Shalom, help me survive another day with this guy as my husband. Whatever. And then she'll be okay. But could be on Chanukah, she has to daven Shimon Esrei. Because if there's a chiyuv as Chanukah, ladies are chayv in the mitzvahs of Chanukah. Afin hayu bo sanes, they were part of that miracle. They're chayv in Neiris Chanukah. The only reason maybe that ladies don't light is because the husband lights for them. Neiris shubeso. But if let's say a woman lives all by herself, she has to light Chanukah candles, not a shiloh. So it could be even though a whole year a lady doesn't have to daven Shimon Esrei. But if you say that Al Nisim is just like Yal V'Yavo, so it's just tefillah. Women don't have to do tefillah. They can fulfill their mitzvah of tefillah by just doing what? By saying Hashem, you know, I need give me kayach to whatever. But if you learn that Al Nisim is a chiyuv of Chanukah, the same way she has a chiyuv to do what? To light Neres Chanukah. She also has a chiyuv to say Al Nisim. Where do you say that in Shimon Esrei? It could be she has to daven Shimon Esrei every single day. And there's going to be a third nafkamina. And then nafkamina will be, it's a little bit of a stretch, this nafkamina, but stretches are good, especially when they're the seventh inning stretch. So what's the stretch over here? Halacha is like this, that when it comes to fulfilling a positive mitzvah, a person is not obligated to spend more than a third of their money to fulfill a positive mitzvah. So let's say, comes time for Sukkos, and you need to buy a lulav and esrog, and a guy is really poor, and he doesn't have any money,
And the guy wants, the mocher wants to take $100 from him, and all he has is $250. He's not chayiv in the mitzvah of lulav and esrog because it's more than a third of what he has. However, we know the Shulchan Aruch paskins, the Rambam as well, that when it comes to the mitzvah of Chanukah, even an ani who has no money whatsoever, he has to sell his shirt off of his back to buy Neiros Chanukah. He has to be chozer al psachim, the Shulchan Aruch writes. He has to walk around and beg so he can fulfill the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah. Why? Because of persumei nisa. Because of publicizing the nis. It comes out like this. What happens if a person, this is, I said it's a little bit of a stretch, what happens if a person is in the middle of a massive business deal? If he finishes this business deal, he's going to make a tremendous amount of money. If he doesn't do this business deal, he's going to lose a lot of money. And then all of a sudden there comes time to daven shachris. And if he doesn't leave this meeting and daven shachris, he's going to miss Mount Tefillah. He's not going to be able to daven amis. What I say without amis. So if you say that it's just tefillah, that al nisim is just part of tefillah, halacha is that you don't. It's like everything else in the world. That you don't have to pay to spend more than 30. But if you're going to lose a third of your money, you do not have to daven Shmoneh Esrei with al nisim, and you continue your business deal. But if you say that al nisim is like lighting Neris Chanukah, it's like one of the mitzvos that's part and parcel of Chanukah itself. So then, what does persumei nisa obligate the person to do? Spend every last penny, and that fellow will have to tell whoever that he's doing the business deal with, even if he's losing 50% of his income, he has to tell them, Zai Gizunski. And he has to go. He has to light Neiros Chanukah. Why? Because if I'm an Neiros Chanukah, then even if you lose more than a third, you're obligated because of persumei nisa. So if the mitzvah of al nisim is a standalone mitzvah, just that it was instituted in Shmoneh Esrei, he's going to have to stop and daven and make sure he could say al nisim. That's what some of the poskim want to say. But regardless, those are practical nafkaminas, but regardless of how you learn, the two machlokasim that we quoted before are really dependent upon this. So we asked the Shaila, a guy forgets Ahanisim, finishes the bracha of modim, of gratitude, Baruch Ata Hashem Atov Shimcho Lachana Elo Hodos, whoops, I forgot Ahanisim. Could he add Ahanisim right there and then between the bracha of Hodah and Simshol? If you say it's Me'ein HaMe'ora, that's just part of Shmon Esrei, like Yala V'Yavo, or Ritzei, then could be he's allowed to do it. The halacha is that if you miss parts, certain parts of tefillah, you could insert them in other places. You miss v'sein talumater, you could insert it in Shema Koleinu. Maybe it's okay. You're still Mo Shemon Esrei. This is part of Shemon Esrei. You could insert it. But if you say that it's not made on the oral, it's not like Yah V'Yah or something like that, just that we add a time, you know, focused addition to the Shemon Esrei. There's an obligation for a person to say Al-Nisim. Where's Al-Nisim said? Only in Hodah. If the fellow says it in a brach anywhere else, he's not Yotze, because that's how the actual essence of Al Nisim was instituted. It has to be done in the place of Hodah, of thanksgiving. How about Ritzei? Let's say a guy by mistake and puts Chanukah and says, it's a little bit of a stretch, but could be this will be the Machlokos. A guy by mistake says Yala V'Yavo on Chanukah. Yom HaChanukah Hazeh. V'chein Hashem Elokeinu Bolotova. If you say that Al Hanisim is Hodah, he for sure is not okay. It's a Hefzik, probably. But if you say that Al Hanisim is Me'ein HaMa'ora, it's just like Yal V'Yavo, so he put it in the Brach of Hodah. Could be as long as he hit that milestone, and he spoke about Chanukah, the halacha is maybe he's Yotze. So even if he didn't say in the Brach of Hodah, he did it by Ritzei, maybe it's not so bad. So that'll be another Nafkamina as well. Now, there's a very big shaila, which many of the poskim ask, that Al Hanisim is different than everything else. If you think about it, we say Al Hanisim in Birkas HaMazon, we say Al Hanisim in Shmoneh Esrei, but we should be saying in a third place that we just never do. What's that? Al HaMichya. Right? When you say Al HaMichya, Me'ein Shalosh it's called. Right? Al HaMichya is a compacted edition, a synthesized edition of Birkas HaMazon. It has all three brachos. That's why it's called Me'ein Shalosh. It was taken from the three brachos. So what happens if a guy is saying Al Michya? Anyone here add Al Nisim or Biyom HaChanukah is that into Al Michya? No. Why not? Why is it different than Ritzei Rechalitzeni Yom HaShabbos that we add on Shabbos, V'Samchei V'Biyom HaChag or whatever, on Yantif,
Al Michya Rosh Chodesh? Doesn't have that Hodah component.
Has no Al Nisim.
Right, but there's no Hodah, there's no Noda, like you said before. So that's why.
Very good. So the first answer, huh?
You usually say in quality too.
What, Al Michya?
Yeah.
idea.
Can we say in Birkas Hamazon?
Eventually, the choir, but that's a difference because by our memory.
So the Maran Meritenberg, almost 1,000 years ago, says Phil's answer. He says it depends. He says that because there's no hoda'a, right? We say part of the third, of the second and third bracha, al eretz chem de tovar shuratzis v'chalpa v'seinu, right? That's part of that bracha. But the bottom line is we don't say any hoda'a. If you don't say any hoda'a, there's no place to say al hanisa. So the poskim want to say that maybe the Maran Meritenberg learned
like Rashi.
If the Maran Meritenberg learned as just like Yalav Yavo, why do you need hoda'a? When there's hoda'a, you put it by hoda'a. But if there's no hoda'a, you just put it where you can. Balkarcha, the Maran Meritenberg learned like Rashi that it's that obviously has to do with hoda'a. And if there's no hoda, you don't say it. Very good. That's how some
people. That's how we paskin, though. I mean, that's we don't.
The film, the gain. The film, the gain. Then we have a beautiful explanation. Oh, then we have the gain. The film, the gain just says that even when you say al nisim in Shimon Esrei, it's not mitzvah, it's just a minhag. And the minhag never was instituted in Main Shalosh. It was only by Birkas Hamazon. Never made its way into Main Shalosh. They never made it, a person do that. But the fascinating discussion here is in Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim asked this Shaila as well, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Reb Chaim Brisker, and he wants to know why we don't say Al Hanisim or Me'ina Ma'ora in Al HaMichan. He says something very interesting. He says, if you ever looked inside of one of these benchers, what happens if a person forgets to say Ritzeh? And all of a sudden they chap, Baruch Atah Hashem Bonei V'Rachamo Av Yerushalayim Amen. Whoops! I forgot Yal V'Yavo or Ritzeh. What do you do? So if you look at most benchers, where the arch goes sitter, there's a special bracha that you add right then and there. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Nasan Lanu Shabbosos L'Menucha. A special bracha that we add. A whole bracha. Shabbos for Yontif instead of Yal HaVi'Avo. Why is that? Why do you add a bracha? So Chaim explains and says like this, that a person has to say three brachos in Birkas Hamazon, right? Hazana Sakol, now, if the fellow forgets Yalav Yavo or Ritzeh, the third bracha is not called a bracha. You missed an essential part of that bracha. What's that? Ritzeh or Yalav Yavo? So you have to say a bracha over. Now, they made a special bracha. They don't say the whole bracha. They made a more of a concise bracha or a, you know, compacted bracha. But you still got to say a bracha. That is the halacha if a person forgets Ritzeh or Yalav Yavo. Because since it's part and parcel of the bracha, one has to recite that special bracha that's almost never recited unless one forgets Ritzeh or Yalav Yavo. How about Al Hanisim? If a person forgets Al Hanisim, he doesn't have to say it's special bracha. Actually, he doesn't have to say Birkas Hamazon over. Why? He says because Yalav Yavo and Ritzeh are part of the bracha. If you don't say them, you're missing the bracha, so you make a new bracha. But Yalav Yavo, I'm sorry, but Al Hanisim is not a bracha. It's an added, an additional part, an addendum to Birkas Hamazon, to thank Hashem for the Nisim. Where they do it in Hodah. When we say Me'ein Shalosh, when we say Al HaMich, what's Me'ein Shalosh mean? From the three brachos. So of course you add Ritzeh and Yalav Yavo, because if you don't add Ritzeh and Yalav Yavo, you're missing a bracha. But Al Nisim, which is not part of the bracha, says Reb Chaim, there's no reason to add it in Me'ein Shalosh, in Al HaMichya, because Al HaNisim has nothing to do with the bracha. It's just a standalone tefillah. Where do they put it in Hodah? Why? Because Al HaNisim has to do with thanks. Therefore, the halacha is that it never crept its way into Me'ein Shalosh, into the bracha of Al HaMichya, or Al HaGefen, or Al HaEitz, or whatever a person is possibly eating. We'll just conclude that one question that many of the poskim ask is that it's so strange. The Gemara says in my Chanukah, like we began, and especially like Rashi, so what was the whole purpose of the Yatif of Chanukah? Because of the miracle of a Pach Shemen. They only found a beaker that was enough to last for one day and it lasted for eight. Therefore, they instituted Halal. Hoda'ah. Yet if you look at Al HaNisim itself, it doesn't mention a word about...
talks about the war.
It was all about the war. At the end, it says, V'idliku neiris b'chatzos karchecha. But it doesn't even say about the miracle. Just as they were able to re-inaugurate the Nesamikas.
That was part of the war. The two parts of the war. The war.
I hear, but it's just so interesting that the poskim that the Gemara says the whole Yontif is instituted because of the miracle of the Pach Shemen of the oil. Yeah, and how do we manifest our hodah, our thanks, by saying Al HaNisim?
Yet we don't say a word about the miracle of the Pach Shemen. We only speak about the victory. It's the Vart. How does that work? So there's many different poskim ask this question. So I think it's the Maharal says something beautiful. The Maharal says like this. He says, in essence, the miracle of the victory and the miracle of the Ner Chanukah were exactly the same miracle. Why? Because he says for a moment, think about this for a moment. In our playbook, what's the difference between nature and miracle? Nature is what we don't expect, is what we expect. And miracles is what we don't expect. Like Rav Dessler's example. He says, if you put a seed in the ground, and all of a sudden a tree starts growing, you're okay. But if you bury a guy in a cemetery, and you walk by and you see tufts of hair starting to grow out of the ground, and then you see a forehead the next day, and then eyebrows, and then a nose,
sounds like a good movie.
You'll have a Harry. You're right. It is a movie. Why? Because that's not normal. Now, in Hashem's playbook, it's no harder for Hashem to make rejuvenation, get it? Make a guy come back to life, a Jewish guy come back to life, than it is for him to make a seed regerminate. Just that one is expected and one is not expected.
Well, we don't want Germans.
So, he says like this. In Hashem's playbook, a little and a lot are the same. It doesn't take any more effort. So a small group of people defeating a group of people that was 10 times as large as them, which was the statistics more or less of each of the conquests in the story of Chanukah, we have in the history, we have the numbers in Josephus at least. So that's no different than having a little bit of oil that burns for a long time. To us, that's strange because there's only enough combustible energy. But Hashem's playbook, Nes and Teva, miracle and not miracle, are exactly the same thing. So the Al-Nisim that we say for the miracle is also, in essence, thanking Hashem, listen, quantity doesn't make a difference to you. You decided that something's supposed to happen. You could have a tiny Jewish army and a massive Greek army, and we could defeat them. You could have 200,000 Israeli soldiers in 1967 fighting 1.2 million Arab soldiers. It doesn't make a difference. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's playbook, it's the same thing. So in essence, the miracle of the Shemen and the miracle of the victory were exactly the same miracle. All right, stay tuned to Mitzvah Shem for next week's share. It'll be about Hanukkah as well.